Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for March 4th, 2013.
I got a bad feeling about this.
In cryptid news, the intense debate rages on over the publication of DNA information surrounding a purported Bigfoot find, and this week there is suggestion that Melba Ketchum's evidence may have been tainted by contamination, being sloppy, or just downright lying about what was collected. It turns out the $30 to put up to see the evidence on the website has paid off in chipping away at the truth. It has also shown that it pays to get your work peer-reviewed.
You needn't worry about your reward. If money is all that you love, then that's what you'll receive.
Meanwhile, the damage control is in full swing for Ketchum as she denies internet rumors that she utilized sources that were fraudulent, including one used as an April Fool's joke.
Why, you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler.
And back at the Erickson Project camp, their end of reality is unwinding just as quick as their cohort, Melba Ketchum. Reports continue to surface that the female Sasquatch named Matilda is nothing more than a modified mask of the Star Wars Wookiee Chewbacca.
Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
Photos of the video shot of the famed Erickson Project star were quickly dissected by Bill Munns, who has challenged anyone who has seen the video to discuss the reality behind what was shown. And of course, Finding Bigfoot star Matt Moneymaker has thrown himself in the middle of everything, proclaiming that Matilda is in fact a real Squatch.
You got a lot of guts coming here after what you pulled.
I don't know about you, but I'm so tired of this fake drama with the outright lies, and I just don't know why I even bother reporting this stuff anymore. Well, I guess it beats watching the Kardashians do whatever it is that they do.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
And in UFO news, well, I was holding my breath and hoping a story like this would not surface, but I guess I had to see it coming. Video of the Siberian meteorite is theorized to hold evidence that a UFO was destroyed upon impact with the meteorite. Proponents of this theory suggest that multiple angles of the video seem to show strange objects near the meteorite, and multiple UFO sightings were seen prior to the meteorite blast. The theory is driven from video that shows a strange object ahead of the meteorite, just prior to it exploding into smaller pieces. The theory is that the UFO collided and subsequently blew up the meteorite in order to save human lives. Well, never mind the fact that the rock was traveling at 30,000 miles per hour, and no one saw the meteorite until it began to break up from friction, and never mind that smaller pieces will tend to race ahead of the larger pieces due to less friction, but who needs science? Of course, those who have rushed this speculation are those in the UFO field, and I don't think anyone in the know of meteors or science will jump on their bandwagon.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
And in other news, just when you thought the aflocalypse was over, 18 sea turtles, 22 sea lions, 16 sharks, 8 dolphins, and 22 birds have washed ashore along a 77-mile stretch of shoreline in Peru. Authorities are not certain what would affect such a diverse amount of life, but tests have been conducted and answers should be coming in a few weeks. Yes, weeks. This isn't CSI.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
And as always, to see my current list of paranormal conferences and conventions, check out the events page at paranewsinsider.com. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
He can go about his business. Move along.
Move along. Move along.
More to add, do you?
Con los terroristas.
got a bad feeling about this.
It's a trap!
Chewie, get us out of here!